Today's shiur is a Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem. We will begin on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amid with the sixth word, V'ha Bein Ram Gamliel U'Bein Rabbi Eliezer. Before we begin today's shiur, we must review the Kitzer, what we learned yesterday, how the Gemara explained the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah told us that if a chaver buys from an Amoritz a lulav during the Shemitah year, during the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, the chaver should ask the Amoritz to give him the esrog b'matana, or as the Gemara told us, that if the Amoritz does not want to give it to him b'matana, he should inflate the price for the lulav, which will cover what the esrog would normally cost. And then he should give the esrog for free to the chaver, and he has not lost anything because the chaver will pay the combined value of the lulav and the esrog for the lulav alone, but he is not paying for, the main thing is that the chaver doesn't pay for the esrog. And the Gemara explained what was the reason for this, because ein moisrin d'mei peirush shvius l'ama oretz, yoisrin mimazon shalosh sudas, that one is allowed to pay an ama oretz for fruit of shvius, such as the esrog, in our case, only up to kedei chayav, how much he needs to eat three meals. The three meals on Shabbos, the shalosh sudas on Shabbos, and since we're giving him the money on Friday, we already permitted the entire week mazon gimel seudos. But more than that, we're afraid that the amoritz is chashud, that he will misappropriate the money. He will not treat the money with kedusha shvius, and he will keep the money for after shvius, or as Tosa said, that he will buy things with the money which one is not allowed to buy during shvius, and therefore, more than mazon shalosh sudas, we are not allowed to pay for peiros shvius. The Gemara in yesterday's shiur explained that although, as we're going to learn in today's shiur, there is a halacha of shvius on lulav as well, even though lulav is not edible, but there is a kedusha shvius on the lulav, and the Gemara wanted to know, what is the difference between the lulav and the esrog? Why can I pay for the lulav and not for the esrog? Both have a halacha of shvius, and if you're worried about the amoritz misappropriating the money that he receives for the esrog, he will do the same thing for the lulav as well. And the Gemara responded that we're speaking about where the lulav, the chanata of the lulav was in the sixth year, when the lulav begins to grow, and one sees its initial growth, that is chanata, and that is the year of the seven-year cycle which the lulav is judged by. So it is a sixth-year lulav, because it did not grow, obviously, from Rosh Hashanah until Sukkot. It grew much earlier, so it belongs to the sixth year. So there's no Kedusha Shvius on the lulav. However, the esrog is different than the lulav, and the esrog is compared to vegetables, and vegetables go after Lakita, and so too an esrog goes after the time that you harvest the esrog. So if he took the esrog off the tree between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, that esrog, although it too had its chanata in the sixth year, since we go after the Lakita when it was harvested, when it was plucked from the tree, therefore this esrog does have a kedusha shvius, and therefore one cannot pay for the esrog, one has to pay for the lulav. This is where we got up to in yesterday's Gemara. Now begins the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. V'ha bein Rabban Gamliel u'bein Rabban Eliezer le'inyin shvius esrog basar chanat azlinan. You're telling me that an esrog goes after the lakita, and therefore there's a din shvius on this esrog, which was gathered, which was plucked from the tree between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, so it does have a din of shvius, even though its chanata was in the sixth year. But we have a machlokas, Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Eliezer, as we're soon going to see, what the halacha of an esrog is legabe meiser. Does it go baser the chanata or baser the lakita? But concerning shvius, both Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Eliezer are of the opinion that you go after the chanata. So how could the Tana of our Mishnah say that Esrog goes after the Lakita, Linyan Shvius, the Snan? Because we learned in a Mishnah, and this Gemara is brought down in the Gemara in Kedushin on the Beis Amabeis, brings this Mishnah. A Mishnah in Bikurim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah there compares Esrog to a regular fruit tree in some ways, and in other ways it may be compared to a vegetable. Let us see the Mishnah. Let us see Rabbi Gamliel's Shita. Esrog shavah l'ilan begimel drachim. An esrog is comparable to a regular fruit tree in three ways. Uli yerek b'derech echad. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, a esrog is compared to a vegetable and not to a fruit tree in one way. In which ways is a esrog compared to a regular fruit tree? Shavah l'ilan begimel drachim, in three ways, l'orla, ul'revai, ul'shvius. That on the esrog there is a din orla, as there is by any fruit tree, that one cannot eat from those fruits the first 3 years of the tree's existence. There's also a halacha of net'revai, with special halachas, similar to the halachas by Meister Sheni, concerning the fourth year of the fruit tree's existence. And in that regard, esrog is like any other fruit tree. Ulishvius, it also has the same halacha as an ilan legabi shvius, namely, that we will go basar chanata. That if there's a question, for example, in the seven-year cycle, we are familiar that the first year and the second year, and huadin, the fourth, the fourth and fifth years, the first, second, fourth, and fifth, the halacha is that one has to give from his produce Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon is given to the Levi. Maaser Sheni is brought up to Yerushalayim. Or it's mechul on money, and the money is brought up and spent in Yerushalayim. The third and the sixth year of a seven-year cycle is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Instead of Maaser Sheni, the Maaser is given to the Ani. So concerning Shavias, concerning the halacha of Shavias, the din will be on the seventh year, where the din is that the field becomes hefker, and anyone can take from the field the produce of Shavias. Legabi that, we will say that it goes baser the chanata, and therefore, if one had the chanata in the sixth year, and the Lakita was in the seventh year, Rabbi Gamliel says that it will have a din of a sixth year peri, and therefore it will be chayv in Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, but it will not have on it a din shvius. Uli Yerek b'derech echad. It's compared to Yerek in one way, as we go to Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Shebishas Lakitasa Isurei. Legabe Maaser, there Rabbi Gamliel's Shita is that we do not compare an esrog to a regular fruit tree, but rather we say the gabi meiser, it goes like a yerek, that it goes baser lakita. So Rem Gamliel distinguishes between meiser for an esrog, which goes baser lakita, and shavias by an esrog, which goes baser chanita. So Rashi explains that in the seven-year cycle, for example, if the chanata of this fruit of the esrog was in the second year, but the lakita was in the third year, so the halachas of meiser, according to Rabbi Gamliel, will go baser lakita, and therefore it'll have a din of meiser rishon and meiser ani on the third year. However, comes along Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says, Esrog shavah l'ilan l'chol davar, that Esrog is compared to an Ilan in all matters. As Rashi says, af l'maisris, that he makes no distinction between Shvius and Meiser, and he says that an Esrog is exactly like any other fruit tree, even l'gabi Meiser, it does not go baser l'kita like a Yerek, but rather it goes baser l'chanata like a regular fruit tree. So this is our Gemara's Kasha here on the Flamet Tes Amud Beis. which we began to share with, v'ha'bein Rabbi Gamliel, u'bein Rabbi Eliezer, le'inyin shvius, esrik basar chanataz le'in. The whole machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer is legabe meiser. Do you go basar, by an esrik, do you go basar the chanata, or do you go basar the lakita? But concerning shvius, both of them said that you go basar the chanata. So how could the Tana of our Mishnah hold that you go basar lakita when Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer both hold legabe shvius that you go basar chanata? Says the Gemara, who da Amar? Do you know who the Tana of our Mishnah is going like? He's going like a third opinion. Kehai Tana, he's going like that Tana, the Sani we learned in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says that Avtulmas, this Talmud Chacham called Avtulmas, Hayid, he said Edis, Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, in the name of five Zakenim, that Esrig Achor Lakita Lemaiser. That Esther goes after Lakita Legabi Meiser, which was Rabbi Gamliel's opinion as well. V'Rabbeinu Nimna BeUsha, and our Rabbonim, they voted in Usha, and they came to the Hachlata V'Amru, and they said that Usha was one of the places where the Sanhedrin went into Golis before the Churban Abayis, and when the Sanhedrin was in Usha, they decided V'Amru Bein LeMeiser Bein LeShvius. That it has a halacha of going after the lakita both for meiser and shvius. So in other words, Rabbi Seinu in Usha were mechulik on what avatumas had been made in the name of five zakenim. So the Gemara asked right away, shvius mandachar shmei. Who mentioned anything about shvius? It seems from what you're reporting in the name of the Rabbi Seinu Sheva Usha that they're arguing, but avatumas didn't take any stand. He was merely speaking about meiser. So the Gemara says, Kasuri Machsuri, there are words missing over here. V'hachi Tani, this is the way it should read. Esrig Achol Lakita Lemaiser, V'achor Chanata L'Shvius. These words we didn't have before, and these words have to be inserted. That Einichanami, the five Zakenim, were saying that Legabe Meiser goes after Lakita, but they were saying that Legabe Shvius goes after Chanata, which is the exact sheet that we had before that Rabbi Gamliel said. And then V'Rabbeinu Nimnu BeUsha, then the Rabbeinu in Usha, the Sanhedrin, Paskin, V'Yomru, and they said, Esrig Basar Lakita, or as the Bach puts in, Esrig Achor Lakita, Benin LeMeiser, Bein LeShvius. They are arguing, according, now if we put in those words, of Achor Chanata LeShvius, here's a clear machlaikis of the Sanhedrin against what those five Zakenim, the Edus of the five Zakenim, because the Rabbeinu Be'usha Paskin, that Bein Meiser and Bein Shvius both go after Lakita. So it comes out that we have actually here three Shitas. We have Shitas, Rabbi Gamliel, and so Avtulmas said in the name of the Chamisha Zakenim, will hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that an Esrig is like a regular fruit tree, Legabi Orla, Legabi Revai, and Legabi Shvius, that by Shvius you go Basar Lechanata. However, by Meiser, you go Basar Lakita like a Yerik. That's the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel and the Chamisha Zakenim. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says that an esrig is like an elan, is like a regular fruit tree in all of these four matters. Orla, Revai, Shvius goes Basar Chanata, and Huadin, that esrig goes Basar Chanata. It's like a fruit tree, and it's not like a vegetable in any one of these four ways. Across the board, a esrig has a din of a fruit tree that you go Basar Chanata. And then the Rabbeinu of Paskin the Nusha, that an esrig has a din like a yerek, that you go Basar Lakita across the board, diametrically opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you always go Basar Chanata, both by Shvius and by Meiser. And in Usha, they Paskin that no, that you go across the board Basar Lakita like a yerek, both by Meiser and by Shvius, and the Tana of our Mishnah holds like the Rabbeinu Be'usha, that you, by Esrig, you go Basar Lakita, like a Yerek, even, not only by Meiser, but even by Shvius, and therefore the Esrig in the case where the Chanata was in the sixth year, and the Lakita was in the seventh year, after Rosh Hashanah, before Sukkot, that Esrig will have a din of Shvius. Einachnami, the Lulav will go Basar Chanata, but the Esrig will be different. What is the reason why there is a Shaila here, a whole machloikis, and why, in fact, an esrog has a different din. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it has a different din by Meiser. According to Rabbi Senu in Usha, it has a different din than a regular fruit tree, both by Meiser and by Shrius. What is the reason? So Rashi on Lamed Tes Amid Beis explained to us that there's a difference between an esrog and other fruits. Other fruits are gedalin al mei geshamim. This is Rashi, five lines from the bottom of the Amid Lamed Tes Amid Beis. So since it's like other, since fruit trees are gedalin al mei geshamim, there you go baser dechanata. However, an esrog is gadol al kol amayim shemashkin oisei tamid ki erik. Just like a vegetable uses all kinds of water, there's irrigation, not only rainwater. So in that way, an esrog is comparable to a vegetable, and therefore there are shitas that hold that at least legabe meiser and possibly even by shvius, that it has a different din than a regular fruit tree, and it goes baser lakita, and it does not go baser chanata, because it is similar in its production as a regular yerek that goes baser lakita. Continues the Gemara, Taima de lulav bar shishis hanichnes l'shvius. Who? The only reason that in our Mishnah we said that the Chavar can pay the Amoritz for the lulav is because since the Chanata was in the sixth year and the Lakita was in the seventh, even though the Esrog will go after Lakita, the Tan of our Mishnah holds. However, Legabe lulav there, the Tan of our Mishnah also holds that you go Basar the Chanata because it doesn't have that aspect of Esrog that's Doima L'Yerek. Therefore, it's like any other thing that grows, which you would go Basar the Shas Chanata, so the lulav is not a Shvius lulav, and therefore the Chavar can pay the Amoritz for the lulav. So the Gemara says, Ha, the Shvius, let's say in fact the case of our Mishnah would be that he was purchasing a lulav whose Chanata was in Shvius. Then you're saying that Avada, there would be a Kedusha Shvius on the lulav as well. Amai, afraid the Gemara, why is that so? Eitz and Baalmu, it's inedible. And we know, as we're soon going to see from a brisa, the eitzim ain't by mishum kedusha shvius. There is no kedusha shvius when it comes to eitzim. Disnan, or as the Masoret Shas says, disanya. We learned in a brisa. Where do we find that on eitzim there is no kedusha shvius? And why, in fact, is that the halacha that on regular wood there is no kedusha shvius? Because we learned in a brisa, alei kanim. If you have leaves of reeds, alei gefanim, and you have leaves of grapevines, shegavivon, that he gathered them together, l'chayva, as Rashi says, l'chayva is lashon machbe, you're hiding it, in other words, you're storing it. Al pnei asadi, he was going over the whole field and collecting these various leaves, so lakdan l'achila, if his machshava was that he's collecting them for, as Rashi says, michael behema, that the animal should eat this, these leaves, so then, yesh b'mishum kedusha shvius. Then the alei kanim and alei gefanim do have a halacha of kedusha shvius with all its various halachas and ramifications. Lachtan le'etzim. What happens if the person collected them from the field for use as wood, as firewood? Ein b'hem mishum kedusha shvius. Then they do not have a kedusha shvius. So certainly, if one is not collecting alei kanim and alei gefanim, but he's collecting actual eitzim, it is clear that eitzim do not have kedusha shvius. By alei kanim and alei gefanim, it depends what his machshav is. If his machshav is for the animal for food, then in the chanami it has kedusha shvius. If his kavan is to treat these leaves of the alei kanim and alei gefanim like regular eitzim, then they do not have kedusha shvius. But it is clear that eitzim themselves, regular wood, does not have kedusha shvius. L'chayra lulav is like regular wood, so it too should not have kedusha shvius. Even if the chanata was in the seventh year, there should not be any kedusha shvius. So what is the difference between lulav that we say that there would be kedusha shvius if the chanata was in the seventh year? The Gemara answers, shiny hasam, over there it's different. Amar kra lachem la'achla. The pasuk says, so we'll read the exact pasuk, which is in Vayikra, Per Chafei Pasuk Vav, V'hoysa Shabbas Ha'aretz Lachem La'achla. L'cha ul'avdecha v'lamasecha v'l'schircha u'l'soyshavcha hagorim imach. So what's bothering, as Rashi explains, what's bothering the Gemara here, it says lachem la'achla. Lachem is mashi, you could use this produce, the Shemitah produce, for anything. And then it says, no, you can only use it la'achla. So we have to answer this apparent contradiction by saying that how can you take benefit, permissible benefit, from Peirush Rias? How could it be lachem? Only if it's like la'achla. That's how the Gemara darshens it over here. Lachem dumya de la'achla. The lachem has to be the same as the eating. Mi shahanasa biurishava, just like when you eat something. So the hanor that the person has from his eating comes at the exact same time as what the food that he is eating gets consumed. Yatsu eitzim, this will exclude wood. Shahanasa achar biurim, that the hanor that one gets from firewood, if one is using, let's say, firewood in an oven to bake or to cook with, so he doesn't get the hano while it's burning. After the wood has turned into coals, as Rashi explains, that's when he will be able to bake with the coals. Or as the Ritva says, the hano is when he will turn the raw ingredients into food. He'll make from the flour and water, he'll make bread. When he eats the bread, that's when he has hano. But the item that he was using, what he was consuming, the consumption was not at the same time as when he had hanah from it. Such an item where the hanah comes after the item is consumed, there is no halacha of kedusha shvius. As Rashi explains, and let us learn the Rashi inside, starting from the Rashi a few lines down from where we are in the Gemara. Shiny hosum gabi atse hasaka. When you're using the wood to burn it, lahachi loy nagim bem shulis, the amakra, vahoysa shabbos, as we said, the pasuk vahoysa shabbos arts lachem lachla, umash malachem lachotzer chechem. It's mashi lachem for all your needs. Uksiv lachla, only to eat it, lamemer to teach us. The ain mutter lahanis from perishvias, elohano hadoim lachila. The only time you can have hano from perishvias is from a hano which is doime to the achila, and what is that comparison to the achila? Shehanosoi ubi urei shava. That Kaloimer says Rashi, shehanosoi ubi urei shemizbar min oilam boin keechad. It comes at the same time. Kegoin sichu shesia vadlakas aner, like smearing it on your body, or drinking, or lighting a fire. Umehach drasha, says Rashi, from this same drasha, nami alfinu she'ein shvius noyeg ela b'pri ha'oimed lahanos alolu. Dehachi nami midrash akra, v'hoysa shabbos aretz noyheges, b'mesh alochem lo'ochlo shahanosoi doim alachila. And as what Rashi is saying is that we know that there is permissible hanos that one can have from perish shvius. So the permissible hanos are those where the consumption of the item comes at the same time as the anor. Yatsu continues in the next Rashi. Atzi asoka shanasim achar b'urim. Mishenasu gicholim oifim ben. So when do you bake with it? After they become coals. So Rashi is saying that there's two aspects to Peirush Shvius. There's a permissible anah, and then there is the Kedusha Shvius that goes on this item. So just like the hanah has to be such a hanah which comes at the same time as when the item that you're having anah from gets consumed, so too the Isser, the Kedusha of Shvius that's chal on an item is only such an item which has this characteristic that your hanah is coming at the same time as the item is being consumed. By atzei asaka, your hanah comes after the consumption of the item, because it's when you bake with it, or as the Ritva says, when you're going to eat it. So on such an item, there is no kedusha shriyas chal at all. Says Rashi further, avalulav ikar hanase l'chabedes abayis. Alulav, there is Kedusha Shvius Chal on it. It's not like regular Eitzim. That's what the Gemara is trying to say here. There's a distinction between Lulav and Eitzim. Because Eitzim is used for baking on the coals, which happens after the consumption. no kedusha shriyas. Lulav is made lechaber es abayis, to use it as a broom to sweep the house. Vehu shas biura vikulkuloi. Vedami lanos achila. So Rashi says that this is just like when you eat, your hanoah is coming at the time of the consumption of the food. So too, when you sweep with a lulav, which is the primary function of a lulav, and the little bristles of the broom will break, so the consumption of the item is coming at the same time of the hanoah, which is when you're sweeping the house. So on lulav, even though it's eitzim, but it's such an eitzim whose primary function is that the hanoah and the beer will come at the same time. So there is chal on a kedusha shriyas. Then Rashi says, the Ali Kanamu Gefanim, Kaim Ilahachi Ulahachi, Hilkach Basra Machshava Azli. By the grape leaves and the leaves of reeds, so over there it could be either or. They have two primary functions. So that's why the Braisa said it depends what is Machshava. What is Machshava for the animals? Then there is Kedusha Shriyas, because then the Achila, the beer and the Anoz at the same time when the animals eat the food. However, if it's for Hasaka, if that's why he collected the Ali Kanam and Ali Gefanim, then it will not have Kedusha Shriyas. Lulav's primary function is always at the same time. It will have Kedusha Shriyas. Eitzim's primary function is not at the same time. It will not have Kedusha Shriyas. So that answers why Lulav, although it's inedible, will have Kedusha Shriyas. The Gemara asks a question, Vayikra Eitzim Demashchan, what about oily wood? The hanasnu biurin shava. If somebody had a machshava to use oily wood, as Rashi says in the third wide line, eight shemen, an oily wood she eats atzmoy medlikim boy lohar kamoy bavukai. So you take the wood itself and you make a torch out of it. So what is your hanov vavi hanasnu biurin shava? Because you are able to see. It's providing with light. Or the Ritva says it's providing you with a fuel for warmth. So there, if warmth or light, both hanois are coming at the exact same time as the shemen, atze mashchan, are getting consumed. So if so, on those types of wood, there should be chal if he collected it for the purpose of lighting a avuka with it, of using it as a torch, then there should be kedusha shriyas on it because it comes at the same time. Amar Rava answers, no. Stam eitzim ulasokein oimdim. So let's see the Lashon of Rashi. Umishani stam eitzim, which is on the fifth line, wide line. Mishani stam eitzim shel hesek lasokein nitn labrius. Why did Hashem give wood? For what's the primary function? For burning it in an oven and making coals for it. Ustam and lav lohar kami. Their main function is not to give light. Hilkach loy nachsebu kedusha shriyas mikar v'afilu lakn lahar. Even if you took these shemen atzei mashkan for a light, since the primary function of wood is to use it to make coals from it, where it will not come at the same time, therefore kedusha shriyas is not chal even on atzei mashkan. Now Tosfos in Bava Kamma on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Va'ikra Eitzim Demashkan. He brings Rashi's pshat. Lepirish Hakudrus, the Pirish Eitzim Shemeirim Kumoi Bahen Kumoi Ner. So Tosfos says that the pshat in Rashi is not that you have regular wood which is for asaka. So on them there's not chal kedusha shriyas. It's not at the same time. And then you have Atzei Mashkan, where it's for an avuka, where it is at the same time. The beer and the hanoah comes at the same time. So it should really be chal on the Atzei Mashkan, but they're bottle to Atzei Asaka. Tosfos brings proof that that is not the pshat. And Tosfos says on the fourth line of that Tosfos, Al Tzorach Leimer, the stam eitzim de mashkan nami lasakein einen. That's what our Gemara means. That even eitzim de mashkan, which could be used for an avuka, but that's not their primary function. And kedusha shviyas is chal on the primary function. So since the primary function, even of the atzim mashkan, is like regular eitzim, that it's not for a light, therefore there is no kedusha shviyas, because even shviyas on it, because they also are lahasaka, and therefore kedusha shviyas is not chal on them. Tysus over there continues, well, like Dami Lulav, the Stami Oyvid Lachabid Boy Sabai. What's the primary function of Lulav? That's to sweep the house. And as we explained before, since the broom gets ruined as you're sweeping, therefore the consumption of the broom and the anor that you get from the broom are coming at the same time. That's why there's a halach of Shvius on Lulav. So it comes out from our sugya that we have three categories. We have a regular wood, and even atzei mashchan, which could be used for avoka, but the primary function of wood that Hashem gave to the Brius, that's what Rashi means here in our sugya, even the, of the atzei mashchan themselves, the primary function is for hasaka, and therefore there is no kedusha shvius on them. By a lulav, the primary function is for sweeping the house, so it comes at the same time, so then there is a kedusha shvius on them, and then you have ali kanim and ali gefanim, which have two primary functions, and depending on what the machshava was, if it was a machshava for fodder for the animals, then kedusha shvius is chal, because it comes at the same time, and if the kavana was for lahasaka of the ali kanim ali gefanim, which is its second primary function, then the kedusha shvius would not be chal on them. The eitzim lahasaka tanoihi. It's interesting that Rashi has two girsas in our Gemara, and both of them are not like the actual text of our Gemara. Let us see Rashi's two girsois here. This is approximately 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Rashi says, Hachi garsinim, eitzim dasaka tanoihi, the eitzim dasaka gufayu. So in other words, Rashi's girsa, different than our Gemara, is eitzim dehasaka tanoihi. Our Gemara said, v'eitzim lahasaka. Rashi's girsa was eitzim dasaka tanoihi. And what does Rashi mean with this girsa? That eitzim dasaka gufayu, shahnasin achar biurin tanoihi. This concept that Eitzim are not subject to Kedusha Shvius because the Hanoh does not come at the same time as the Biur. Tanoihi, this is a Machloikis Tanoihi, inahagubu Shvius Oloi, whether in fact there is a Din Shvius or not. That which the Gemara above took on as a Dover Pashit, that Eitzim are not subject to Kedusha Shvius, this itself is a Machloikis Tanoihi. It depends how you learn the drasha of lachem la'ochla, of the comparison of the hanois that go to you, which are similar to la'ochla. Inahagabu shvisi loy, de ikatana de dorsh lachem dum yudalachila, lemute kolshan nose acher biuroi, kididarshin le'il. In other words, there are those who we're going to see in the next Gemara, in fact, darshan, as we darshan before, that lachem is compared to la'ochla, that the hano and the beer have to come at the same time as it is in the case of achila, umahid rasha imat eitzim. And then, of course, eitzim would be nismat, because as we said before, since eitzim, the main purpose is to use the coals of the eitzim in order to bake bread, and the hano comes after the consumption of the eitzim, therefore there is no din shvius on eitzim because it has to come at the same time. However, but there are shitas that we're going to see in the next Gemara are not memayet eitzim from kedusha shvius. They're only memayet eladavr she'ein hanasi shava b'chol adam. Which things are nismayet that there's no kedusha shvius on it? Only there's another criterion. Not the criterion of hanasay biuray at the same time, but the criteria is lochem lo achla. The lochem is compared to lo achla, just as achila is shava l'chol nefesh, everyone eats. So too, which hano is subject to kedusha shvius, which chayfetz, which item is subject to kedusha shvius, only one that is being used for everyone. But something that is not, the hano is not shavu b'chol adam, kigoin melugma, as if it's used for a plaster for a medication, or zilaf, wine that is sprayed onto the ground so that there's a good aroma in the house, or va'apik toizin, which a person uses this in order to regurgitate his food because he has eaten too much, as we will see in the following the Gemara. So that's not shavu'l chol nefesh, because the plaster is only for someone who's sick. The ziluf is only for an itzness, for someone who's pedantic, who wants a good smell in the house. And the one who uses the item to cause himself to vomit, that's only a person who has eaten too much. So in all these cases, it's not shavu'l chol adam. That's what I'm memayet from lochem la'achla. I am not memayet, however, a item where the hanah and the beer are not coming at the same time. And now Rashi brings a third girsa. Again, both girsas of Rashi are not like we have in our Gemara. Vanishamatim Rabbi Sushari Garsim, their girsa was Vistam Eitzim Lahasaka Ninu Tanoihi, which is again not the way we have in our Gemara. And in other words, that concept that we have just said in the Gemara before, that Stam Eitzim, the purpose of Eitzim, even we said from Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, that even Eitzim Demashchan, even those Eitzim are Lahasaka Ninu, that itself is a Machlokes Tanoim. The chen kasa b'chol svarim, and now it's interesting what Rashi says. V'tarachti minurai, from my youth till now, I have attempted b'chol tzidi shitas hashas liyashva kifid v'ram. I've tried to fit in the Gemara according to this pshat. Now, as according to this girsa, that which you took on as a dover pashat, that stam eitzim gol asaka, and not, for example, for a fire which will either give fuel, or a fire which fuel to heat, or a fire which will be like a torch, that which you said is a machloikis tanoim. I tried to fit it here into the Gemara. Ve'eni yochel, I wasn't able to. Umatzasi girsas ubesefer ksav yodesh rabbeinu gersha ben Yehuda menuchase kavet. I found this girsa written by Rav Gersha ben Yehuda. May his rest, now like the Zechorin, Zechor Tzadik Levracha, Menuchasai Kavod, and Ubeseder Yeshua Shrab Yitzhak Bar Menachem Kasa Ve'ena Muga. I found that he wrote this Girsa is not Muga, it is not an authentic Girsa. Ve'chenir Ve'enai. So Rashi agrees that it is a Girsa which it does not hold up, and is not, we are not able to understand it in the Gemara, and therefore Rashi remains with here's Girsa, which is Divrei Amaskel Eitzim Da'asaka Tanoihi. And what the Gemara is saying, the way Rashi explained, is whether Eitzim are subject to Kedusha Shrius or not is a Machlokes Tanoim, the Sanya. And we return now to the Gemara. The Sanya, we learned in a Braisa, Ein Moishrin Perish Shrius, Loila Mishra, Loila Kvusa. You cannot use Perish Shrius in order to soak it. For example, you will soak the flax in wine, as Rashi explains, and sometimes they used to clean their clothes by also putting it into wine. You cannot clean your clothes in wine of Shvius. You are also to do that. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yaisi says you could do it. My time at the Tanakhama. What's the reason of the Tanakhama who says that you should not use perishrius in this way? It says you can only use it to eat it, and not for these purposes of soaking flax in it or to clean it. My time at the Rabbi Yosi, why does Rabbi Yosi say it's mutter? Amr kro lachem, because you're allowed to use perishrius for yourself, which means lachem lachol tzarchechem, for yourself, for all your needs. Vafil l'mishra l'kvusa, and even for mishra l'kvusa. V'tanakama hoksiv lachem. What does the Tanakhama do with the word lachem, which you could use it for all your needs? Hu lachem dum yudalachila. There we compare lachem to achila, as we've learned in the Gemara before. The criterion is misha nasoi ubi uroi shava. If the hanah and the beer come at the same time, when you're having hanah from the item, the beer, the consumption of that item is taking place at the same time. Yatsu, mishra, ukvusa, shanosan, achabirin. This will be memayet, a hanah which comes after the consumption. For example, in the case of soaking the flax or of cleaning the garment, the hanoah comes, as Rashi explains, when you wear it, which is after the beard. That hanoah is not permissible from Perush Shvi'is. So according to the Tanakhama, the main criterion by Shvi'is to permit a hanoah from Perush Shvi'is is if it comes at the same time. Likewise, we learned in the Gemara before that which chayfetz will have on a dinei shvius, only a chayfetz whose primary function is to have the hanoah and the beer at the same time. If they're not at the same time, then such a chayfetz, like Eitzim, would not be included in the Isra shvius. Rabbi Yossi, what about Rabbi Yossi, who says that Perush Shvi'is, let's say the wine, could be used for Mishru Kusa, Hoksiv La Achlo, what does he do with the Tanakama who compares Lechem to La Achlo, that the beer and the hanoah have to come at the same time? Our answer is, Hahumi Boyle La Achlo V'loy Limalugma. He also compares Lechem to La Achlo, but he does it in a more narrow context. And he says that la'achla is memaye to use the food of shvius for a medication, for a plaster on a wound, to heal a wound. Kidasani, we learned on a brisa, la'achla v'loilum lugma. That la'achla tells us that you cannot use it for melugma. Ator la'achla v'loilum lugma o'yeno ela v'loil l'kvusa. Maybe it's like the Tanakama, that it's memaye using the perish shvius to clean a garment. When it says lachem, then it is already being memaye kvusa. Excuse me, according to this Mandi Yomar, lachem hare lekvusa omar, that one could have hanoah from Perush Riyas by using it to clean it. So what do I use the puzzle achla for? Lachla v'loivim lugma. This is according to Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to give over the Perush Shvi'is to be used for kvusa and for mishra. You are allowed to. Lachem l'chol tzarcheichem. So what is lachem compared to la'achla? That it's mamayit melugma, it's mamayit when it's used as a medicine. So the Gemara asks the question, it comes out, lachem is marbe kvusa. And lachem compared to achla is memaye melugma. Maro is the rabbi says a kvusa loitz is a melugma. Why do you, Rabbi Yossi, consider it that lachem is marba kvusa and yet it's memayet melugma? Why don't we say just the opposite? As we turn to daf mem amid beis, and the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, marba ani es a kvusa sheshava b'chaladim. I marba kvusa because according to Rabbi Yossi, the main criterion of hanoz that are permitted with Perush Shvi'is is that it has to be shava b'chaladim. So kvusa, to clean the clothes, is shava b'chaladim, and that you're allowed to use Perush Shvi'is for. U'moitzi es ha-malugma, and I might see the medication, she'ein is shava b'chaladim, it's not shava b'chaladim, because it is only, as Rashi says, for choylin, for sick people. So therefore, we see from this Gemara that according to Rabbi Yossi, the main criteria in the heter hanoah from Perush Shvi'is is when it's shava l'chaladim. Melugma is not shava l'chaladim. There's no heter from Perush Shvi'is. Kvusa is shava l'chaladim. There is a heter for Perush Shvi'is. So Rashi explains that this is the machloikis tanoim that the Gemara mentioned before. Because whatever is mutter to Perush Shvi'is, that is likewise the sole criterion in which objects Kedusha Shvi'is will be chalad. So according to the Tanakama, that what is mutter in Perush Shvi'is is only such a hanoah where which it comes at the same time as the biur. So therefore, hu adin eitzim, where the hanoah and the beer do not come at the same time, will not be included in Kedusha Shvi'is. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yossi, where the main criterion that is permitted with Perush Shvi'is is if it's shave l'chol adam, and once it's shave l'chol adam, I don't care if the beer and the hanoah come at the same time or not, and that's why Kvusa and Mishra, even though the hanoah comes when he wears the garment and not when he's doing the actual when he's using the wine of Perishvias to do the cleaning. It's only afterwards when the clothes are already clean and he wears it that he has the Hanah. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not the criterion for the heter of Perishvias, neither is it the criterion to usher chafetzim, which object will become usher. That's not the criterion of that it's at the same time. The criterion is only one of shavu l'chol nefesh. So according to him, etzim, which are shavu l'chol nefesh, will be subject to the isser of kedusha shviyas, because we are not interested in beer and hanah coming at the same time. This is the machlokes tanoim that we mentioned before. Man tana l'hadat tana rabbanan. Who is the tana of that which we learned? La'achlav la'ilum lugma. That from Perishvias one can only use it to eat and not to be used as a medication. La'achlav la'ilu zilaf. One can only use wine, for example, to drink the wine, but not to spray it on the ground so that there's a nice aroma in the house. La'achlav la'ilasis mimeno a'piktoizion. And one is not allowed to, as we had in Rashi before, he was referring to this Gemara, that one cannot use it in order to regurgitate food. Rashi tells us in the last wide line on top, what does the word apiktoizion stand for? Vahu benutriken, apik tvezin. It's three Aramaic words. Apik, to let out. Tvezin, if someone over ate, there's too much zin, too much mezainis, too much food. This causes him to vomit it up, and that is not allowed to be used with perishvias. Perishvias cannot be used for such a function. Kiman, who is this going like? Rabbi Yossi. It's going like Rabbi Yossi, who said the sole criterion of hanah during from perishvias during shvias is if it's shavu l'chol nefesh. The e rabbon, if it's going to rabbonin, ha'ikan nami mishrikusa. Why does the Bryce only say la'achol and not to these three things? There's two other things that should be included according to Rabbanim, because they have the criterion of that it has to be Hanoh Biurei Shavah, and Mishru Kvus is not Hanoh Biurei Shavah. The Hanoh comes after the beer. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara says the Raya, it's going like Rabbi Yossi and not like the Rabbanim, is because if it would be going like the Rabbanim, we should have five things that are nismayat from La'achla. We should include Mishru Kvus itself. However, the Gemara did not bring a raya just from the mere fact that we're mamayit la'achol of la'im lugma, la'achol of la'zilif, la'achol of la'lasmenu apoktoizion. The reason is because those three items are nismayit according to the Rabbanan as well. These three items are nismayit bein l'Rabbi Yossi, bein l'Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi, they're nismayit because they're not shavu l'chol adam. Because melugma is only for a chayla. Zilif is only for a pedantic person who wants to have a nice aroma by spraying wine into the ground. And apiktoizion is only for someone who overate. So it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Therefore, it's not a permissible anoa with perishvias. According to the Rabbanan, according to their criterion, which was that it has to be shavu at the same time, the beer and anoa, these three will also be nismayit and also not permitted in hanoi shvius. Why? Because melugma, the food that you're putting into the plaster to heal the injury that you have, when do you get the anoa of the healing of your wound? Only when the food disintegrates into the skin and causes the healing. So the healing is after the disintegration. The anoa is coming not at the same time as the beer. The same thing, zilof, you spray the wine into the ground. When the ground gets saturated with the wine, then there is a pleasant aroma in the house. So that is coming after you have wasted the wine by spraying it onto the ground. And huadin, apiktoizion, which causes a person to vomit his food, that after you have taken this item, which causes you to emit the food, so the emission comes after you have swallowed it. So it's not the hanoah and the beer at the same time. So these three items will not make enough gemina, whether you're going like Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanim, whatever the main criterion is, it will be nismayit. The Gemara's whole raya is from the fact that we did not also include Mishru Kvusa. In Mishru Kvusa, there's a machlokas, there's enough gemina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabban. If the main criteria is Shavu'l Chol Nefesh, Mishru Kvusa are Shavu'l Chol Nefesh. So these would be included in Lachem Lo'ach Law. This is a permitted type of anah. Mashayin according to Rabbanan. Mishru Kvusa are likewise not Biur and Hanah at the same time, because the Hanah comes when you wear it after you have soaked the garment in the wine, or you've cleaned it, and then you put it on. That's when the Hanah is, after the beer. It's not coming at the same time. That's not a permitted Hanah. Why wasn't that mentioned in the Brice? It must be that the Brice is only going like Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, we're not interested in the criterion of the same time. We're only interested in Shavu'l Chol Nefesh. This is Shavu'l Chol Nefesh. If it's Shavu'l Chol Nefesh, it's a permitted Hanah. And the Mela, based on this Machloikis, in what is a permitted Hanah of Perishrius, that will also serve as the criterion, as Rashi has explained before, for those chafetzin that become usher with kedusha shriyas. That will be that's the machlokes tanoim by eitzim. If the main criterion is shavu'l chol nefesh, eitzim is shavu'l chol nefesh, and therefore shriyas will be chal on it. But if the main criterion is that it has to be biura yananosh shav at the same time, that it's happening at the same time, here it does not happen at the same time, and that's why eitzim are not included in peiros, in the Kedusha of Perishrius. Now the Gemara goes into a new aspect of the Kedusha of Damim of Perishrius. And the way we're going to come out at the bottom of this Amid is that if someone exchanges Perishrius for money, let's say he sells Perishrius and he gets money for it, so the Kedusha remains on the original Perishrius. Or he exchanges one Perishrius for another food commodity. So the Kedusha is transferred to the money or to the food item that he's exchanged it for, but it does not leave the original fruit. If he subsequently exchanges the second fruit for a third fruit, or a fourth fruit, every time he makes the exchange, the Kedusha goes off fruit number two, and it goes on to fruit number three. If he does six, seven, eight changes, it keeps on leaving the previous fruit and going to the next fruit. At the end of the day, it remains at the last one that he exchanged it for. However, the first one, it never loses its Kedusha. Now, right now, the Gemara is assuming that we are speaking about the original fruit. The Gemara is going to change that on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph in tomorrow's sugya. But right now, the Gemara's Havamina was that the machlokas that we're going to have right now in the Gemara is based on the original Perishrius. And on this we have a machlokas. Amar Rav Lozer, Ein Shvius Mischalelas Ela Derech Mekach. The only way you can be Michal Shvius is by selling it. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul, that you can extend the Kedusha of the Perishvius both by selling it on the money that you've given instead of the Peris, or by the regular method of Chilul. When Hegdish L'Mashal, let's say Hegdish has the Kedusha's Beder Kabayis, if they sell it, so the money that the Hegdish acquires for the sale of those items that belong to the Beder Kabayis, the money becomes Kadosh, and the item that was sold by Hegdish becomes Cholin. Hu Adin, if someone is Poida Kedushas Beder Kabayis, the money goes off the Kadoshtika item, and it goes on to, the Kedusha goes off the Kodeshtika item, and it goes on to the money. Now here, as Rashi explains to us, let us see the Rashi, Ein Shvius Mischalelas, which is almost opposite where we are in the Gemara, Ein Shvius Mischalelas, Litvois Dameh B'Kedushasa. Elo derech mekach, shemoich vezel chaveri, avaloya de chilo. Loimer hare peilus halolu, michulolin al mois elu kederech shepoid negdeshes. So according to Rabbi Lazar says that Shvius cannot become nischalel, the Kedusha cannot transfer as it usually does when you're paid the Hegdish, when you redeem Hegdish. Rather, it can only be done through Mecca. However, Rashi's trying to explain to us our whole discussion here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar is different than the regular pidgin of Hegdish. Because in the regular pidgin, like we said, the example of Bet HaKabayis that you're going to be paid or you're going to sell it, the Kedusha gets transferred. It's removed from the Hegdish item and it goes on to the money. However, in our case, as we said, we're going to find at the end of our Amud today, the Torah says, Tiyah, that the Kedusha of Perishvius remains. The original Perishvius, that Kedusha never goes away. So in what sense does the Gemara speak about Chilul over here, that the Kedusha becomes Nischalel? Only in that aspect that it gets transferred also to the money that you used for Mecca. It doesn't leave the original item as it does by Hegdish, but rather the original item stays Kaddish, and now the next item, that the money, let's say, that you've paid for to buy it, that also now has Kedusha on it as well. So that is the difference. Later in tomorrow's sugya, we're going to see that actually the machloikis is in the second peri, not in the first peri. In the second peri, the word chilul here can mean what it means in kol ha-tarakula, that it leaves the peri sheni, and it goes, the kedusha goes over to the peri shlishi, or it goes over to the money, and it leaves its original source. Masha'enkin, right now, where we, the Gemara thought that this machloikis is totally in the peri rishon, the original peri of Shvius, here it's only mechul in the sense that it also goes on to the kedusha, doesn't get transferred, rather the kedusha is extended not only in the peri rishon but also in the money that was used to buy the peri Shvius. So Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion that Ein Shvius Mischalel is Ela Derech Mekach. The only way you can extend the Kedusha to the money is through buying it. And Rabbi Yochanan says you could do it through buying it, or Bein Derech Hillel, the regular way that you're Mechalel Hegdish. Again, it's not going to leave from Peri Rishon, but it's going to go on to the money that you were Poda. Now, top Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Ein Shvius, Tosfos asked the kasha from the Gemara we learned yesterday on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, when the Gemara said that you're not supposed to buy an esrig, for example, or pay Rishrius from an Amoritz, because he may misuse the money. What happens if you paid him more than Mazon Shtei Sudos, which is Kedei Chayov, brings Tosfos, what is Sani Lil, Vim Mochar, Yoimer, what should the chaver, the loikeach, what should he say? Mos halolu, the money that the Amoritz has that I just gave him, which I wasn't supposed to give him, it should become mechulol on al perish yeshu bebayis. It should become mechulol on my peris. But Rabbi Lazar says that ein shvius mischalelus al derech mekach. This is not derech mekach. This is a regular kind of pidgin that I'm moving the kedusha from the money onto the peris in my house. So Tosfos says that according to Rabbi Lazar, we'll have to answer knas ba'alma. It's a knas. In other words, that the einachanami normally the it will not be able to be to leave unless you do it derech mekach. But here, since the person did something wrong by paying the amoritz too much, more than Mazon Shnei Shudais, so they made a special knas. Tosfos on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph asked the Ritva's question that we mentioned in yesterday's shir. How could you do this b'chlal? You need the das of the person that you're being mechallel it. And we said then from the Ritva two terutzim, either it was bedas or it's al zochel ladam shalai befanav. However, Taisus gives a third teretz to that kasha. Taisus says, ein chanami, this whole thing is a knas ba'alma. So the teretz of knas ba'alma will answer all the problems with this whole procedure. The problem that Taisus mentions here also, that money doesn't get mechul by shvius the way it regularly does. It has to go through mekach according to Rab Lazar. The answer is that this is an exception to Rab Lazar's rule because this is a knas ba'alma. So we had the machlokes Rab Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, and now the Gemara is going to bring psukim for each shita. My time at the Rab Lazar, what's the reason of Rab Lazar why he says that you can only extend the kedusha derech mekach? The chsiv it says in the Torah b'shnas hayovel, and Rashi says yovel and shviyas here is considered one b'shnas hayovel azois. And right next to that pasuk v'sam machlei, it says there's smuchin. It says next to it v'chisimchu memkar. It says a pasuk when you will sell. So we, by having the psukim smuchim one to another, we learn out that how do you extend the kedusha of perishvias onto the money only derech mekach v'loy derech chilul, and not by making a regular pigeon, but rather by purchasing it. That's the only way that the money will get extended and have kedusha shvias on it. V'Rab Yochanan in my time, what's the reason Rab Yochanan says you could do it both through mekach and through regular pigeon? The chsiv, it says the pasuk over there, ki yovel hi kaidish. So the pasuk uses the word kaidish concerning yovel. Ma kaidish bein derech mekach bein derech chil. Just like by kaidish, Rashi brings divrei maskil kaidish mischalal bein derech mekach bein derech chil. The chsiv upada be'erkach of yosef chamishisei olav harechil. When you're poida, you have to add by the erech, and you have to add a fifth. So we see the how kedusha gets moved by chilul, by pigeon, and then it says v'im lo yigal v'nim kar be'erkach hare mekach. So we find both the lashon of pigeon and the lashon of mekach we find it by kodesh. So now, since the Torah used kaidish concerning yovel, ki yovelie kaidish, ma kaidish bein derech mekach bein derech chil, av shvius bein derech mekach bein derech chil. Now we have to figure out what does each one day do with the other pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan haiki simchu memkar my avodle. What is Rabbi Yochanan who says that you could do it both derech mekach and derech chil through regular pigeon? What does he do with the pasuk which is stated right next to shmit and yovel of v'chi simchu memkar? That's mashma only through mechira miboil elik Rabbi Yosef Chanina. He uses it for the drush Rabbi Yosef Chanina. The sani we learned in a brisa, and Rashi brings down that as we're going to see in the next line. It says here v'chulu, that we are not quoting the entire brisa as it's brought down in Masechta Erechin on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Rashi says aruchi moid. The lesson of Rabbi Yosef Chanina in Erechin is very long. What happens if a person is over on the dinim of shvius? Am Rabbi Yosef Chanina, boy Urei, come and see kama kosha afka shal shvius. How difficult it is, the dust of shvius. Rashi says that whenever you're not dealing with the most chomer part of an iser, it's called dust, like the dust of a mortar. As you're grinding something in a mortar, it shoots up dust. So the non-important or not as important part of an iser is called avak. For example, we have by avak ribbis. If it's only ribbis to rabbonin, the dust of ribbis, that's called avak ribbis. Or avak lashon hara, when it's also not the ikur iser of lashon hara, it's an iser to rabbonin of lashon hara, it's called the dust of lashon hara. So here too, the not most chomer part of shvius is called afke shel shvius, as Rashi explains, that this refers to a person who does schayra. We learned before that la'achla v'loy l'schayra, that a person is not allowed to do schayra, he's not allowed to do business with per shvius after shvius, during shvius, he's not allowed to buy certain things which are not permitted during shvius. So if he does, he's over on a lav habo mechlal asei, which has a din of an asei. In other words, it says la'achla, and from the positive la'achla, I learn out v'loy l'schayra, and do not do schayra with perishrius. So that's a law coming from an asay. It has a law of asay. It is not as chomer as the lavin in the Torah, which says that a person should not plant, he should not harvest. There are beferish shaloisa says. So the afka shoshvi is speaking about the lav abamachal say that has a din of a say. But look how hard even the afka shoshvi is, the dust of shvius is. Adam nice and nice with parashvius. A person does business with parashvius. L'soif moicheres metaltlov askel. He has to sell his. He becomes poor and he loses his money. He's going to have to sell all his movable items and his kalim, his dishes. Shenemar. How do I learn it? In fact, the Gemara in Erechin goes further and says that a person sells parashvius in a way that is prohibited, he's eventually forced to sell his land, his house, his daughter, and finally even himself as a slave, and that's all learnt out from the various psukim over there, which are samuch one to the other. But the one that we're focusing on, the Gemara here does not bring down v'chulu. It doesn't bring down the whole Gemara in Erechin. The one we're focusing on is that first pasuk of Echisimchur Mimkar, which Rabbi Lazar says was a raya that you can only be mechalit through mechira. On that, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can do it through regular pigeon as well. That whole pasuk is to teach you what the oinish of someone who is mechalel, who desecrates the aveira of doing scharet perishrius. Shenemar, how do I know that at the end he's going to become poor and he's going to have to sell his metaltlin? Shenemar, b'shnas ha'yoyev lazoy, tashuv v'ish alachuz asoy, v'samach lai v'chisim krum mimkar lamisecha, from the smichas of the pasuk that's speaking about yoyevil, where it says you're going to have to sell, that's the pshad, you're going to sell because that's going to be an oynish to you. V'rablazer, who says that you can only sell, what does he do with the pasuk? Hi, Krod Rabbi Yochanan, my Ovidlei, that he's, Rabbi Yochanan brought a pasuk of Kodesh, and he compared it to Kodesh, just like you can be Mechal Kodesh through Mechira or through pigeon, so too with Perishvius. What does he use that pasuk for? Me boil it, look at his son. He needs it for the following Brysa. The Brysa says, Ki Yoivil, he Kodesh, Ma Kodesh, Typhus is Domov, just like Kodesh is able to have the money that is exchanged for Kodesh now has a Kedusha on it. Af Shvius Tefeses Dameo. So too, Shvius, when you exchange it through Mechira, the money that you've used for the Mechira will now have on a Kedusha Shvius. That's what I use it. Not to teach me that you can be mechalel the hegdish both through mechira and through pigeon. No, it's only mechira. But once you've made the mechira, the kedusha goes over, just like by hegdish, it goes over to the money, and now the money is kaddish, and you have to use the money with the kedusha, with the special halachas of hilchos shvi'is. Tanin kavaseid Rabbi Lazar, tanin kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan. We learned a brayse like Rabbi Lazar, we learned a brayse like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanin kavaseid Rabbi Lazar, shvi'is toifeses dameo. Shvi'is grabs its money that it also becomes kaddish, and amr the pasuk says, ki yoivel he kaddish tia lochem. Ma kodesh tayfus es dama va'aser, just like the by hegdish, the money that's exchanged for it becomes kodesh, and it's aser av shvius tayfus es dama va'asura. So too, the money of shvius becomes holy, and it has on it the dinam of shvius. E ma kodesh tayfus dama v'yaitz l'chulin. Do I say that shvius is going to be like hegdish, just like by hegdish, the money becomes kaddish? But what happens to the item which you bought from the Bedek HaBayis in the mashal that we gave before? That item now becomes chulin. Av shvius, will I say the same thing with perish shvius? Taifesis damer, the money becomes hegdish. V'yaitzel chulin, the item goes yaitzel chulin. No, shvius is different. As we said at the top of the Amid, shvius only allows an extension of its kedusha, but the peri rishon never loses its kedusha. How do I learn that from? This is the limit right here. Talmud Leimer tia v'havelasa tehei. Whatever kedusha it had, the pasuk uses by shvius the word tia. So then it stays kaddish even if you sold it. Even though the kedusha now gets extended to the money, but it never loses, it never goes away from the original peri rishon. Okay, so how does this work? Lokach b'peri shvius basar, if he took four peri shvius meat, elu v'elu mizbar mishvius. So now the kedusha stays on the peri shvius, it gets extended to the basar, and now both of them have to be used up during shvius. Lokach b'basar dogam, now he bought using the meat, he bought instead fish, yotza basur, the basur, pei risheni, is able to lose its kedusha, because ti, as Rashi says, only goes on to pei rishon, it doesn't go on to pei risheni. So now, yotza basur, v'nichlis u'dagam. Now the dagam have the kedusha. Lachik b'dagam yayin, yotza dagam v'nichlis yayin. Now the dagam loses the kedusha, and the wine gets the kedusha. Lachik b'yayin shemen, he bought with yayin shemen, yotza yayin v'nichlis shemen. Hakeit said, how does this all work? Achron, achron, nichnas, b'shriyas. The last one that he finally winds up with, let's say in this marshal, the shemen, that will have kedush shriyas. Upriatzman, the original paris of shriyas, usser is usser. It also retains its kedusha shriyas. So now, if you'll notice, all through this entire brisa, what word was used? Lokach, that's the Gemara's raya to Rab Lazar. Midik Tani Lokach Lokach Alma Derech Mekachin Derech Chiloloi. There was never one example given of Chilol, so that's a raya to Rab Lazar that the only way you can to extend the kedusha to the next item is only through Mekach. But Tani Kavas said Rab Yochanan. We also brought a raya to Rab Yochanan. Echad Shvius Echad Meisr Sheni Mischalin Al Behema Chayvoyf. I can be Mechalol. Here we use not the word Mekach, we use the word Chilol. I can be Mechalol Shvius Amayshir Sheni onto another Behema Chayvoyf. Bein Chayim Bein Shchut and Divra Meir. Meir is of the opinion whether the animal or fish or bird is live or shefted. No. Al Shchut and Mechalol. On, if they're shefted, you can be Mechalol, Mayshir Sheni and Shvius. Al chayin ain mischal. However, if they're alive, you can have mischal. This was a special gzeira. Gzeira shema yigdol bem adorim, because maybe you're going to retain the behema chayva oif that you exchange the perishriyas onto them. You're going to keep them, as the Gemara is going to explain, by schorim. You're going to keep those schorim past the shriyas, past or past the miser year, because Rashi brings down you're supposed to eat the miser shana shana. If you left it over until the third year of the cycle, we know miser rishon, miser sheni, the first 2 years, the third year is miser rishon, miser ani. At the end of a third year, if you left over miser sheni from the first or second year, so you have to make a biur, you have to get it out of your house, you have to make a vidui miser. And you're not supposed to leave it over past the third year. But if this person is now going to go into the business of producing flocks, he may leave it over. And if it comes the seventh year, he may leave it past the seventh year. Then he'll have a problem of veloy l'schayra, that you can't use perish shriyas to make profit after the year of shriyas. It, once it's, as Rashi brings down, it is tichla l'chaya min asada. Once the chaya has no more of these perishrees in the field, you have to get rid of all the perishrees that you have in your home, and any thing you've exchanged, any money, has to also be removed from your house. And this person who's going to keep this animal, which was substituted for the perishrees, to raise flocks, he's going to keep it past this manabir. So therefore, they made a gzeirah. The Chacham said, you cannot exchange it for a live behema chaya v'oif. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. And Rab Meir says it makes no difference whether it's alive or not. Amar Rava, says Rava, machlokes, as we turn to that mem alpha and aleph, the machlokes between Rab Meir and the Chachamim is only bischarim. Avul b'nekevus de'v'akol al shchutu mischal nalchayin ein mischal. There, even Rav Meir will be more to come that we only can exchange it for shchutin by nekevus, not b'chayin. Why? Gzeirah shema yigdol ben ador mehen adorim. Because here, certainly, everyone is moited. There's a gzeirah shema yigdol mehen adorim. It's only by schorim, which are normally not kept for raising adorim. Nekevus are most often kept for adorim, and therefore, there everyone is moited. You're not allowed to exchange it for a live nekeva. The machloik is by schorim. Are we going to schorim utter nekevas or not? Rav Meir says no, that nekevas are that schorim are permitted chayim, and the rabbanon say that they made a gzer of schorim utter nekevas. But what's negeya to our gemara is here is a raya to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that you can exchange the kedusha, or you can extend the kedusha from peri rishon onto money, both through mekach and through chilol. What do we see in this brisa? The terminology that's used is not mekach. The terminology is mischalalin. So the first brisa of mekach was a raya to Rab Lozer, who says that it's only derech mekach, And the second brisa is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that you can also do it through chilul.